My wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. Thou hast sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For every one is an hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. Their widows are increased to me above the sand of the seas. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young men a spoiler at noonday. I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, and terrors upon the city. Therefore deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword. And let their wives be bereaved of their children, and be widows. And let their men be put to death. Let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Leave thy fatherless children, I will preserve them alive. And let thy widows trust in me, for thus we are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater damnation. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land, which devour widows' houses, and for a show make long prayers. The same shall receive greater damnation. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry. If any man or woman that believeth hath widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world.